Welcome to Common Ground Berlin, where we delve into important issues that matter to you in the German capital and beyond. I'm your host, Soraya Sarhadi Nelson. Today we're going to talk about how hard it is to find a job in Berlin in Germany these days, and why that is. The number of people who are out of work in Germany increased by more than expected last month to more than 2.7 million as the slowdown in Europe's largest economy bears down on the labor market. That translates to a 5.9% jobless rate across Germany, the highest since 2021. The city-states of Bremen and Berlin have the highest unemployment rate in the land. But what does that mean? Is there an actual shortage of jobs? And what can we do to get around it? Before our experts weigh in, let's find out what's guile and not so guile about these numbers. What's guile is things are not as bad as they look on paper. As we will hear from our guests, the unemployment rate is masking the fact that there are plenty of jobs available in a host of professions and vocations, even here in Berlin. What's not so guile is that vocational training that's needed to get some of these jobs pays less than Germany's minimum wage, making apprenticeships less attractive to young Germans and the growing population of young immigrants. We'll hear more about this in today's episode. Our first guest is Enzo Weber. He is head of research at the Institute for Employment Research in Nuremberg and joined us via Zoom. The pandemic and its impact on the economy have passed, right? So what accounts for the record unemployment in Germany at the moment?
So what we have seen in Germany is decreasing unemployment since the mid-2000s. It has been a big success, but we also have seen that it indeed ended with the pandemic. So the unemployment increase, it was rather contained. But for example, also if we look at the Berlin figures, ever since, we have increasing unemployment. So we had a steep increase with Corona. Then, of course, we had a certain recovery. But afterwards, the energy crisis began. And ever since, we have, unfortunately, slightly increasing unemployment figures. At the same time, the number of employed is also increasing. So we have no labor market crisis. The labor market in general is quite stable. But what we see is layoffs are staying low, so there is no firing crisis. But also the job finding rate out of unemployment, it also stays low. So we have problems of getting unemployed out of unemployment into jobs, and there are certain hysteresis effects. So it's becoming more and more structural the longer it takes.
Can you elaborate more on what the unemployment situation is in Berlin?
So Berlin was comparatively strongly hit by the pandemic because their services suffered, restaurant industry, leisure, and so on suffered, and all that is strongly overrepresented in Berlin, unlike manufacturing. So there's hardly any manufacturing in Berlin. So therefore, we saw quite a steep increase and an incomplete recovery afterwards. So only half of Corona unemployment disappeared afterwards. And then the energy crisis began, which is not too critical regarding manufacturing for Berlin, because traditionally, at least since the World War, manufacturing is not strong anymore in Berlin. But the energy crisis also increased inflation a lot and therefore decreased purchasing power of consumers. And consumption, of course, is something that is quite critical to the economy of Berlin. If you see some things like culture, like restaurant industry and so on, they are all suffering. And therefore, at the moment, we have increasing unemployment. But in general, Berlin has much higher growth rates of employment over many years than Germany as a whole. So in general, Berlin is really going into a good direction. But the very current situation, also regarding unemployment, is critical.
Can we expect more layoffs this year?
There are discussions on a layoff wave in Germany. So there, in the media, you can often read of jobs which are canceled and so on. When you look into the statistics, you don't see that. So the number of people going into unemployment has only slightly increased. And employment is also still increasing, even in this economic downturn. So I see no layoff wave, no layoff crisis. But what we have is the challenge of the transformation of the ecological, of the digital transformation, which is delayed at the moment in Germany. So investment is stagnant. We have a lot of uncertainty regarding government expenditure, what is to be financed and what not. So I would say the challenge is the transformation. The challenge is not so much a very acute crisis we would have in Germany.
Enzo, we've talked about this in the COVID context, but are there specific types of jobs that are more adversely affected during the current unemployment wave?
So at the moment, you can see a clear divide. There are really sectors which are still performing very well, like the job boom in elderly care, like the job boom in education, like the job boom in IT. So all that is continuing. But you also have sectors which are struggling at the moment. That is manufacturing due to the energy crisis, due to the transformation. It is the construction sector, which suffers also from the very high interest rates. And it is retail. So there you can see, okay, the inflation rates rose to 8% last year, and all that reduces the purchasing power of consumers. In addition, you have the trend towards online retail. So therefore, the stationary retail is really also suffering at the moment.
Sounds like a vicious circle. Is there any prognosis for how long the unemployment issue is going to last?
From our point of view, the unemployment problem in Germany at the moment is becoming structural. So we don't expect unemployment to increase any further, let's say, next year. We think that it will increase in the next months, but not further if the economic downturn stops and we have a certain normalization of the business cycle. But we see that we get more and more into structural problems. So we have a certain mismatch. We have very high unemployment rates among low-skilled people. And therefore, this is something that would not go away even with a stronger economy. So there, we really need additional investment into reducing unemployment, since also long-term unemployment is increasing at the moment, despite the fact that we really have many, many open jobs, 1.5 million vacancies in Germany. So this shows that we have structural problems. We don't have full employment yet, so we still need investment. But we also know that this is something that can work, since we reduced long-term unemployment enormously since the mid-2000s. And it's still possible to go on further on that path. But we really need to invest more for that.
But I want to talk a little bit more about how to get out of that situation. Is Germany doing anything about what, as you say, has become a structural problem? What kind of investments, what kind of improvements, in other words?
What we see is there's still a very high demand for labor. We have 1.5 million vacancies. Many firms are searching, and indeed, the labor market is the tightest since the economic miracle back in the 60s. So in general, we have good chances to reduce unemployment further. But what we also have seen is, okay, we are now in the fifth crisis year. So we had it first with Corona, then the second Corona lockdown, then the energy crisis. Now we have an economic downturn, which already lasts for more than 1 year. So time is critical. So unemployment becomes structural over time. The longer people stay in unemployment, the more difficult it is to get out of unemployment. Therefore, when I say we need investment, I mean we really need individual investment. We need individual counseling. We need individual qualification. So also training and education is crucial because, for example, if you look at long-term unemployed, you can see that more than two-thirds have no formal qualification. So that's a very obvious reason. But we also see that there are very specific reasons and combinations of reasons coming together when we look at unemployment. For example, also health problems, qualification problems, language problems, and so on. So all that has to be dealt with on a very individual basis. And for that, you need the capacity and labor market policy.
And do you feel that there is a capacity, whether in Berlin or other states, to put in this investment?
Well, at the moment, it's not enough. We can see in the budget of the federal government that exactly financing for individual labor market policy has been cut due to financial restrictions, which are there at the moment in Germany. But that is critical since the cost of unemployment in Germany, the cost for paying out unemployment benefits and also the taxes that you don't get because people are not working, this cost is more than 60 billion a year. So you could save a lot if you reduce long-term unemployment. So investment in this direction would be very worthwhile. But at the moment, unfortunately, the financial restrictions are quite tough. Therefore, we had also cuts in labor market policy, which when looking at the future is really not a good idea. Since we were until Corona, we really were on a successful path. We have not yet finished this successful path. And now cutting into the budgets is really something extremely critical. So there, I think we need to take a different direction.
Is the unemployment problem Germany is facing something we are seeing in other EU countries or in the US?
Germany and the US regarding the labor markets are quite different. So the US is much faster with layoffs, but also much faster with job findings. In Germany, in comparison, you have much lower layoff rates. So even in Corona, you had fewer layoffs than before Corona. So that's really a big success. But the other side of the coin is that once people are unemployed, it often takes rather long until they find new jobs. And then hysteresis effects can become quite critical. So yeah, then if you're unemployed for a long time, there are stigma effects, demotivation can be critical. Your skills become more and more outdated. So all that is something that must be prevented. Therefore, we need the type of investment I described, and we need it in time. So time is critical because the longer it takes, the lower the chances are to be successful after all.
What about other countries? Are there other EU countries that we can look to for answers?
COVID has been really surprisingly similar in the European economies. So many European economies were able to contain layoffs, also by short-time work programs, which spread all over Europe, and there were millions over millions in these programs, and that prevented unemployment to a large degree. Also, the situation of tight labor markets is the same. So Germany is not the only one, but the scarcity of labor is really something that we see in many European economies. The demographic trends are also quite similar. The energy crisis, I would say, it hit Germany harder than the rest because of the strong manufacturing in Germany and also because of the strong dependency on Russian energy we had in our country.
What would you advise people who are looking for jobs to do, given the unemployment problem at the moment?
So our labor market is still performing well. There is a high demand for labor in many sectors. So we have it in the social sector. We also have it in technical jobs. We have it in the IT and so on and so on. We have it also in crafts. So at the moment, despite the economic downturn, it's good times for job seekers. So don't be irritated by all the news on a crisis or whatever. Employment is still increasing in Germany. And if you invest in your qualification, then definitely in Germany, you have a lot of options. And I think the downturn, it will go away. And then we are again on a path that we have demographic shrinkage. So there are a lot of people, the baby boomers, retiring in the next years. So all that leaves gaps in the labor market. So in general, I would see a good chances for job seekers.
Thank you, Enzo.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Our next guest in our studio at Potsdamer Platz is Dieter Dohlmann, founder and director of the Research Institute for the Economics of Education and Social Affairs. Welcome, Dieter.
Welcome.
The economy, or I should say the labor market, is in turmoil at the moment. What accounts for the record unemployment in Germany right now?
Well, there are quite a number of things. So we have a shift in the labor market during the corona pandemic. Of course, we have high labor costs and bureaucracy, which make it difficult. And this brings companies more to get rid of people, resign contracts on the one hand. On the other hand, we have a strong influx of migrant people from the Ukraine and asylum seekers for other reasons coming to Germany, which not necessarily fit to the labor market qualifications for some reason.
Are there particular markets that are more, or particular jobs, I should say, that are more affected than others?
Well, at the moment, it seems that the industry is struggling quite a bit. And of course, various sectors. So there is a relief of people to some extent in the industry, but of course, also to some extent in the service sector.
Now, Berlin is one of two German city-states that is reportedly the most affected by unemployment right now. What accounts for that? I mean, Tesla just opened up in nearby Brandenburg. You know, does that not count towards jobs here in Berlin?
Of course, it counts for jobs, but the labor market in Berlin is a bit specific for the German situation. So we have a high share of high-qualified service sector jobs. And of course, to some extent, and you talked about Tesla in the industry, it's the same. So high-qualified people are right in demand at the moment. On the other hand, we have a relevant share of people with low qualifications who obviously don't meet the competence and qualification requirements. So this is a bit of the one of the biggest challenges here in Berlin.
So we hear frequently that there is an aging population in Germany, I mean, even here in Berlin, and that the shortage of workers to meet the needs of this elderly population exists. So why is there a job shortage if there, as it is, are not enough young people to sort of fill the tax base, to fill the requirements of this elderly population?
Well, my analysis is slightly different. Of course, we are running towards an elderly population. This is without any question. But for the time being, I would say we have a shortage of skilled labor rather than a shortage of manpower. So this is a bit of the discussion we have. On the one hand, we have quite rigid qualification regimes. And if you are a migrant person who has no German qualification, it's often difficult for the regulators or for the bureaucracy to say, what is your qualification? So assume you are from Ukraine, you have studied English and then worked in the PR, public relations business. What is your qualification? You're English, you're taught in English, but you have done something else. So this does not mirror in the qualifications. And this brings the Federal Employment Agency really in difficulty. So I think we should move towards competencies and skills rather than just looking at qualifications. On the other hand, we have a big share of low qualified young people, which is, as I presume, increasing quite heavily.
Really? So they're not going to college or they're not getting apprenticeship skills or that sort of thing?
Yes. Well, of course, we have quite a high number of students here in Berlin. It's one of the most migrant university cities in Germany, of course, without any question. But on the other hand, it's difficult for people basically with a migrant background and with low school degrees or even German to get into training jobs. And there is a bit of a discussion whether it's the reduction in the training places or whether it's because the young people are driving more and more to university qualifications, where I would say it's both. And of course, it's difficult to bring people into a very diverse labor market and training system, which they often not really know from their, let's say, home country, if they are just moved to Germany, or which their parents don't know.
Is the government in Berlin, or on a federal level even, doing something to try and rectify the shortage of skilled labor? Because as you say, there is that shortage of skilled labor, even as unemployment rates escalate.
I don't see that there is enough going on in this direction. It's the training system is considered to be a market-driven system. So it's basically that the companies are supposed to offer training places and to find young people to get trained. And this at the moment is not really working for a number of reasons. The one is that the corona pandemic is a real threat and challenge to young people. So many of them are psychologically affected at the moment and they have not learned, or they have been at home and looking at devices, the digital devices they have, rather than looking into other places. And many companies are still looking at other places rather than those places where the youngsters are.
So the pandemic is still having an effect a few years later.
Yes, and it will have an effect for a couple of years, I fear so, because we are not let's say, addressing these challenges well enough. So if you have a child or a youngster who is affected and you want to have a psychological support, then you have to search for more than half a year, sometimes even longer if you are in the rural area. So this is a real problem, and this will affect us, of course, for quite a couple of years, I fear. And the other thing is that many other areas are not also not properly prepared to deal with these kinds of youngsters who are, let's say, somehow affected, because you need to have people who are capable of addressing those psychological issues properly.
You mentioned young people being affected. I'm just wondering whether this unemployment rate, 5.9%, which is quite high for Germany, whether that's affecting certain age groups more than others.
Well, it's on the one hand, it's the low qualified. So usually the unemployment rate of the low qualified is triple that of the average. So we are close to some 18 to 20%. And in recent years, the issue that young people don't get into training and try to find other options is not necessarily driving the unemployment rate that strong, but is shifting the qualification level. So my fear is really that we are heading towards a lower qualification profile among the young population, which they try to combat that they start working in low qualified jobs, which are although better financed or better paid than the training jobs.
So what is the prognosis for how long this unemployment dilemma is going to last here in Germany and in Berlin?
My prognosis is the bit that we, on the one hand, will have a shortage of skilled labor to some extent because of the demographic shift that we are facing over the next 10 to 15 years, where it is very, very strong with the baby boomer generation, who is almost double the younger generation who is coming into the labor market. And on the other hand, if we don't find ways out of the present situation, that we will have an increased share of lowly qualified young people who are trying to make their way through or into the labor market and will face difficulties in doing so.
Do you see a situation where maybe the language that ends up being used in the job market in order to attract more people is English? I mean, I see this, for example, my son came from America. He works at a Berlin startup run by Germans, but the language that's used at the startup, it's English.
I would see a split labor market. So if I go to our company, we switch between German, English and Spanish to some extent. In other companies, it's normal to speak in English. But of course, there is quite a big share of the labor market where you are required to speak German, because many of, let's say, my generation doesn't speak English that well, if any. So this is a challenge. And of course, you need to talk to clients and customers basically in German. So here in Berlin, we face the situation. We enter into a restaurant, we want to order, and then we can only order in English, which is not a problem for those people who speak English, but it's really a challenge for those who don't.
What would you advise people here in Berlin and in the greater Germany who are looking for jobs? What should they do given the unemployment problem at the moment? I mean, how can they position themselves well to be able to find work?
Well, the best opportunity or option to prevent unemployment is to become higher qualified and try to get a training place in the dual system or in the school-based system, to become a nurse or a teacher for kids, or to try to get into the university system. So the biggest challenge in Germany is, as I said, the low level of qualification among, and the increasing low level of qualification among young people. And this is something where I would expect that the government at the state level here in Berlin, as well as the federal level, is aiming towards more training places, and particularly towards more training places for those youngsters who are not that well qualified, coming with a low school degree or having a migrant background, who don't speak that good German as the labor market requires. So I think there is a need for that, what I call a third sector in the training system.
Are there types of jobs that they should avoid?
Good question. There are two things. The one thing is, in general, I would say try to make your way through the training system and get qualified, at least with either a vocational qualification or a school-based upper secondary qualification, or to enter into the university system. On the other hand, we need to see the situation of young people who want to move out of their parents' flat and want to have their own flat. They need to have a certain income. and the income is higher if you get paid by the minimum wage levels rather than getting a training payment. So yes, of course, the recommendation is try to get a training places and get a higher qualification.
When you say training places, can you elaborate on that? Because I'm not sure our American listeners understand the vocational system that exists here.
Well, we have two types of the training system. On the one hand, we have the so-called dual system, which means that the trainee is 3 days in the company and gets training on the job, and 2 days within the school where he gets or she gets the theoretical knowledge. This is what is in many countries known as the German system. The second part is school-based system for nurses or early educators, which is a normal school-based system where you get an upper secondary qualification alike for the other from the dual system.
Thank you so much, Dieter.
You're welcome.
And thank you for listening. I'm your host, Soraya Sarhadi Nelson. Our senior producer is Dina El Sayed. Our social media editor is Noor Trabelsi, and our intern is Eden Brockman. Our podcast is funded by a grant administered by the German Ministry for Economic Affairs and Climate Action, and our partners are Goethe Institute, the Checkpoint Charlie Foundation, and the German Marshall Fund of the United States. All Common Ground Berlin episodes are available wherever you get your podcasts, and you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and X at CG Berlin Podcast.